Fairpoint Communications is now in the midst of a public service board investigation into repair delays experienced by the company's telephone customers. But Fairpoint officials say the fact that they're required to meet certain quality standards is unfair. As VPR Steve Zinn reports, the company is pushing to do away with those standards.
Fairpoint's argument is this. None of its major competitors for voice and broadband must meet the service quality standards it's held to. And that puts the company at a disadvantage, according to Mike Reed. Reed is president of Fairpoint in Maine and speaks for the company on regulatory issues.
The very fact that we answer to the Public Service Department for service quality issues, or in fact there's a proceeding at the Public Service Board, none of our competitors are subject to any of that regulation.
Reed says regulation of Fairpoint is rooted in the past, when phone companies were monopolies and consumers had no choices. While other smaller Vermont phone companies also have to meet quality standards for voice services, Reed says Fairpoint's competitors don't. These are providers like Comcast, Verizon, and Sovernet, and by law, the state doesn't have the regulatory power over their voice services. As a result, Reed says his company alone suffers from bad publicity when it fails to meet a service quality standard, because regulators only keep tabs on Fairpoint.
I can't tell you how damaging this publicity is to the company. There's no comparison to anyone else. No one reads that the competitor had just as many cables down in a snowstorm. It was only one company. So if you're a customer, you're going to read that and you're going to make a decision that may not be favorable to Fairpoint and, in my opinion, completely unfair.
Reed says in today's environment, competition, not regulation, is what assures quality.
If customers are not satisfied with our service, they leave us.
State Telecommunications Director Jim Porter acknowledges Fairpoint is subject to more regulation than its major competitors. In recent years, state regulators have given the company the freedom to set and change most rates without the permission of regulators, and Porter says that's what's helped level the playing field for Fairpoint.
I'm not really sure that the fact that they have service quality obligations is the key factor keeping them from being able to compete.
Porter says the department's chief concern is protecting Vermonters whose only option is Fairpoint. And he says it's possible the state could agree to change the service quality requirements for the rest of the company's customers.
If we're able to identify a way to provide service quality protections for those customers who have no other alternatives, then, you know, I certainly think we would be amenable toward looking at a different type of structure.
Fairpoint's Mike Reed says the company understands the need for service standards for its customers who have no other choices, but otherwise, he says they're unnecessary.
Regulation should only be around when there is not a competitive alternative.
Fairpoint has consistently met service quality standards in all but one area, residential repairs. Delays in those repairs were one issue that prompted the current Public Service Board inquiry. The board is also looking into Fairpoint's policy of providing customer credits for repair delays and a failure last year that affected Vermont's E911 system. For VPR News, I'm Steve Zind.